Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm your host, Wes Sumner, and I have two very special guests with me. One is someone that you hear very often. We welcome General Manager of WFIT, Terry Wright, to the program. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
And another one of our favorite guests, he's the Assistant Athletic Director for Athletic Communications at Florida Tech, Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Wes. Thanks for having me.
We are having this special discussion to tell everyone about football on WFIT for the first time in station history and the first time in, of course, university history. We will have Florida Tech football games on 89.5 FM beginning this fall. And Terry, if you wanted to touch on the fact that this is part of our community outreach and engagement.
It certainly is. We're really excited about having football on the station. It's just another way that we can help spread the word about the great things that are happening here at Florida Tech, and football, of course, is one of them. And we have 10 games that will be broadcast starting September 6th and ending the middle of November. So we hope that everyone will tune in. We will have plenty of promos to let you know when the games will be on the air and when you can listen.
So live simulcast of Panther football right here on the official radio partner of Panther Athletics, WFIT. And Ryan, this is going to be a unique opportunity with a great play-by-play and color team from Panther Athletics that in the past has been doing these games as a radio stream on the internet.
That is correct, Wes. We do have two gentlemen that live actually in Brevard County and both have experience doing broadcasts on the radio for Panther Athletics, as well as for different organizations and sports teams throughout Brevard County. They make a great team, and I know they're really excited about our games being on the radio this fall, as we all are. We're all looking to continue to spread the Panther pride as much as we can, and the addition of WFIT to our lineup, so to speak, will really help us do that.
And so if you're sitting in the stands at the game and you want to tune your mobile phone or other device into WFIT Live, or if you just can't make it down to Palm Bay, then you're also having that opportunity at home. And so some of the ways that folks can plug into the station and get additional information is also available at our station website as well.
That's right. It's at WFIT.org. And the nice thing, too, is that all the away games will be on the radio. So if you can't travel with the team, then you can still listen and find out how the game comes out.
89.5 FM, WFIT, not only your community partner for all things cultural, for NPR News and programs of that you've come to love so much, but now for Panther Athletics and Florida Tech football as well. Give us a quick snapshot of the season, what we're looking for this year.
Well, we've got a really exciting season ahead. You know, as you had mentioned, that we're entering our second year of football this fall. We've got two games against Division I FCS opponents in Stetson and Bethune-Cookman. We're going to Cowboy Stadium and playing in the home of the Dallas Cowboys on September the 20th. And then we've got, as always, a really tough Gulf South Conference schedule. We view the Gulf South Conference as probably the toughest Division II football conference in the country. I know Coach Englehart is very excited for this fall. The expectations are high for the team itself, and I think we're all looking forward to seeing what the future holds.
Florida Tech football on WFIT this fall. My thanks to Terry Wright, WFIT General Manager, and Ryan Jones from Athletic Communications. Thank you both.
Thank you, Wes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.